A 28-day path forward for the Democrat Party, says The Hill. And again, this is an op-ed piece by Zogby. A former governor, also David Walters, wrote this. He's on the D.C., the DNC committee. Is part of the rules thing. This was published Sunday, just immediately before Biden dropped out. And now they got a 28-day path. And now it's very easy. Again, we're talking about the way people are manipulated. This is the important thing. This is, at this point, we can see that, you know, who's running the country? Who's running the world? Well, Biden pretends to. And that's why one of the people said, we got to get him out of there. People are going to see how, you know, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, they're just putting puppets up there. They're not, these guys are not actually running everything. You know, everybody wants to believe that there is some kind of, we got a benevolent dictator that agrees with them, that's going to fix everything for them. They've got all of their hope and their expectation in that dictator. And they think that these guys really have a lot of power. They represent an agenda, and it's important to follow them so that you know the line of attack that's going to be coming at us from one side or the other. But it's at this level, this Game of Thrones is really like a high school election, because it's the people behind it that are really going to be affecting the policy. Now, the suggested plan, 28 days forward, can only begin if the president announces that he'll not be seeking re-election. He could announce that he is asking the DNC to define the way forward. And again, you know, we've had all of the press attention from the shooting at the rally through last week at the RNC. It's all been focused on the Republicans. Now we're going to see, as soon as all that was over, as soon as the party was over, they start with this. Now we're going to switch everything. And, you know, they had already planned it. They'd already timed it out. All of it was planned. Each candidate for the presidential nomination would be required to secure the endorsement. This is how they're going to run this. You got to get the endorsement of 40 sitting DNC members from the approximate 450 members. Now, this is being put out as a plan. I think it's the more serious plan because it's being put out as an op-ed piece on The Hill, the very establishment political paper. It's being put out by people who are currently on the DNC. It's different from the plan that was put out by James Carville. James Carville said, well, let's just let the Clintons and Obama pick some people. Yeah, they're the best ones to pick anything. That's not going to fly. They got to make this look like it is a quote-unquote democratic process. And so what they're going to say is that they will have, they're going to have out of the 450 people on the DNC, each of these candidates has to have 40 endorsements. The 40 must include at least 7 members from each of the party's 4 geographic regions. Now, what they don't say is whether or not a DNC member can endorse more than one person. Such a process will most likely result in no more than 5 potential nominees. That's why I think they can only endorse in their idea and their plan, only one. These nominating petitions will then be submitted to the secretary of the DNC for certification no later than 10 days after the process is announced, and should include a signed statement pledging to run a positive campaign coupled with an agreement to endorse the winning nominee. The Democrat National Committee, the DNC, will host 2 televised town halls over a 10-day period for the certified candidates to appear together to make their case to the Democrat convention delegates and to the nation. You see, they're setting up this reality TV show, this beauty contest. And they have thought through all this stuff. It's a plan, and they're now just now telling you what the plan is going to be. I mean, they didn't sit down at the kitchen table on Friday night and come up with this thing. And they've been working on this for a while. So this is going to be a dramatic thing. As I said, when I was a kid, there used to be a lot of drama at the conventions. They didn't have everything tied up. And there was going to be alliances that were made and, you know, delegates that were traded off from different candidates. Well, you know, I'm coming in here and I've got a block of candidates and they're trying to trade it for a cabinet position coming up and that type of thing. And there was always a lot of suspense with it. That's what they're going back to. The candidates will be formally nominated. The votes will be cast by the 3,900 elected delegates in the first round. And then in subsequent rounds, they will bring in another 1,500 superdelegates. They call them automatic delegates because they don't like the term superdelegate. Same thing, just a different label. So Biden will have made all this possible if this occurs, they said. And they put this out just hours before as an encouragement to Biden. Biden will have made all of this possible. He will be seen as a true national leader who put aside his personal ambition and allowed the Democrats to preserve and build on his legacy. Otherwise, what we're going to do is make sure he doesn't even get a presidential library.
Hearing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.